Year 1434, Old Ford. A city, somewhere in the deep forests of the Czech Kingdom, that breathed ordinary life, but its heart beat to the rhythm of darker forces. The streets were narrow and crooked, the houses made of wood and stone, and between them flowed an invisible but ever-present current of fear and superstition. It was a time when human destinies were controlled not only by power and wealth, but also by a hand that silently overshadowed the lives of sinners. By the hand of the executioner. Patcher, a young man with a restless soul and a piercing gaze, walked along a narrow path leading to the execution house, where his new life awaited him. He was the son of a town scribe, but his family was impoverished and without hope for a better future. Patcher had no choice as to which trade to choose, as fate drew him where others hesitated to look. His heart was beating fast as he approached the low stone house that stood alone on the edge of town. The house that had become the home of Henry's old executioner was unremarkable from the outside, with a shabby roof and windows that seemed forever shrouded in darkness. Petra knocked on the heavy wooden door, which opened with a creaking sound. He was greeted by a stark, quiet hallway where the only sound was the muffled crackling of the fire from the small kitchen. Henry, the old executioner, was a man with a wrinkled face, long gray hair, and eyes that had seen too much human suffering. His figure was massive, but years of fatigue and the weight of the work carried out took their toll on him. Still, glimmers of extraordinary strength and wisdom remained in his eyes. "Come on, boy," he addressed Peter Henry in a deep voice that resonated through the stone walls. "I was waiting for you. I already know why you are here." Peter entered without a word and closed the door behind him. Henry led him into a small room where a fire was burning in the fireplace.